How about Snoop all over the game last night?
Man, Snoop is everywhere. Man, this Snoop's camera loves ears, treasure. Dude. That's why I keep going to JP.
I blame Jeff.
JP, I saw your twin the other night at the hotel, I told you.
Who?
Andrew.
Andrew who?
Who we had on the show Friday, Siciliano.
Oh, that's messed up, man. He told me he saw you.
Yeah.
I thought you'd at least give me Colt. Or, ironically, there's another new backup quarterback in town that has big ears and we kind of look alike in Jeff Driscoll. Have you noticed
Jeff
that?
Jeff Driscoll looks athletic.
He does. He's bigger than I am.
He looks athletic.
He's definitely a lot bigger than me. He looks big.
No. I keep saying athletic. You keep saying a size. I mean, you're not athletic.
I kind of am. All right. I want to run through a bunch of stats. Lanville, can you give me a sound effect for all these stats?
Pew, 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 pew.
Washington has scored 30-plus points in three consecutive games for the eighth time in franchise history and the first time since 2005.
Mm. Pew, pew, pew.
Washington is 4-1 to start the season for the first time since 2008.
Pew.
Washington is 2-0 at home to start the season for the first time since 2011. This one blew me away, considering the track record of running the ball in our fair city.
Mm.
Washington has recorded three rushing touchdowns in three consecutive games for the first time in franchise history.
Really?
Riggs, Biner, Riggins. Like, think about
three
those great
rushing touchdowns in three games in a row?
Yeah. First time ever. That one blew my mind.
That didn't happen in 91?
I believe the stats that get sent out. I believe in my man Charlie. Washington is the second team in NFL history to have at least three rushing touchdowns in four of their first five games of the season, joining, you're going to remember this team well, B. I think this was the team of your youth, joining the 1954 San Francisco 49ers.
My mom and dad hadn't even thought of me yet, bro. That was 14 years before I was born.
This one's from NFL Research. Washington is the first team since 1970 to score 150-plus points in their first five games while starting a rookie quarterback.
Mm.
This one's from Elias. Washington has won two consecutive games by 20 or more points for the first time since you were playing, Brian, in 1997. Washington recorded seven sacks in a game for the first time since week two, 2023. Washington held a 28-point lead for the first time at home since November 15th, 2015. Going into this game, I said there was one key statistic, third downs. Cleveland's defense was really good. Cleveland's offense, not so good. Mm-hmm. Washington's offense, excellent. Washington's offense finished, especially if you take out the Mariota portion of things. When Jaden was out there, they were converting on more than 50% of their third downs.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, in this game, 1 of 13 on third down.
Damn. Yeah, that I saw that. That was bad.
Washington rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels is the first player in NFL history to have had 1,000-plus passing yards and 250-plus rushing yards in their first five career games.
Him and who else?
Him.
Oh. Ah.
Him and him.
I did see that yesterday.
I mean.
Him.
Him.
What do you call it?
Himothy Daniels.
Himothy Daniels.
The 41-yard touchdown pass yesterday to Deami Brown is now the longest of Jaden Daniels' career. How long until he breaks that record?
How long was it? 40?
That was 41.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He almost had the 66 to Terry. If it went 67, it's a touchdown.
This week.
Terry just got hit up on the leg.
Brace it this week.
You think it's this week?
They're going to play man.
Jeffrey, when does Jaden Daniels break his own longest touchdown pass record? It's 41 yards.
This week when we upset the Ravens by two touchdowns.
Damn, Jeff went all the way out.
Landini, you got a pick there? When's he break his own record?
It'll be against the Cowboys.
Here? Early December, maybe? I kind of think it could be this week, too. I think it was almost yesterday with a 68-yarder.
Yeah.
I will play this game.
Yo, how about the touchdown, the pass in Arizona? What is Arizona? Cincinnati would have been longer if Terry would have gotten to the end zone there,
right,
too.
I do want to read this. Terry McLaurin finished yesterday with four catches for 112 yards. He passed Jerry Smith for seventh most receiving yards in franchise history. That game marked Terry's 17th 100-plus yard receiving yard game. And Terry McLaurin has now reached 400 career receptions. And he joins Santana Moss and Gary Clark as the only players to register 400-plus catches in their first six seasons with Washington.
Wow.
That's some company right there. Last one from me. Austin Eckler busted a 57-yarder yesterday. That's the longest run in Washington since Darius Geis busted a 60-yarder week 13 of the 2019 season. You know what happened week 13 of the 2019 season? The Redskins beat the Panthers. After that game, Panthers owner David Tepper fired Ron Rivera. I mean, that's some weird full circle stuff. Nobody go anywhere. Time to make some bets.